Welcome to my kitchen just before midday on Friday. This month of October, taking the whole of it, beginning on the 1st and ending on the 31st, has been a terrific month. Fabulous. It's also been a dreadful month, but I'll just concentrate on what the terrific month has been for me. It's been a month during which I have been thinking about music. I've been also frustrated by my own refusal to play a lot of music on my podcast because I haven't got the rights and I don't want all of my episodes to be booted off Spotify. So that's the reason why, one reason why thinking about music in October hasn't actually been wonderful, but it has been fantastic because I have been addressing questions which have been offered to me by other people, and they've made me think about music, and they've made me remember things that I'd forgotten about music, and they've given me an opportunity to tell stories about music in my life, and to a limited extent the way music has affected one or two other people's lives during the month of October. And I am delighted, Delira, as we say in Ireland, that this month of October, O-C-T-A-V-E-R 25, October 25, has been resurrected and has achieved the enthusiastic support of a number of high-quality speakers. High-quality, off-the-cuff speakers. And my goodness, if anybody in 5, 10, 15 years' time boots up October 25, they will, in my opinion, be in for a treat. I could make this a bonus episode if you like, but no, I'm going to carry on because 31 days in October and I have only so far shared I think I've shared 22, yes, 22 episodes, and today is the last day. So I've decided on a novel plan on how to achieve the full set of October 25 31 episodes. I'm going to group together the question of what song makes me smile with music which holds memories for me, because memories and smiles seem to go terribly well together, and also music that makes me dance. So smiling, memories, and dance. I'm going to do a whole episode around those three questions. And lucky you, it's going to be this episode. I'm also going to include the 28th topic. The 28th topic is, what's your favourite love song? Keep on listening. I will be getting to my favourite love song. And this, of course, will get you thinking about what's your favourite love song. I began smiling at an early age, and I'm still smiling today. I think I started smiling because it seemed to be the best way of attracting people's attention. They seemed to get very excited whenever I twisted my face or my eyes or whatever, it's what we now call smiling. They're very excited. So I did learn that. I'm thinking you learned that too at an early age. Now, I'm still smiling today, and especially if I think about, you know, music which holds memories for me, and also music that gets me to dance, or especially when I'm thinking about it, music that got me to dance. You see, I smile these days every time I hear A Day in the Life by the Beatles, that story. If I hear Eleanor Rigby, I smile. They're just two among loads of examples I could give from my list of 250 favourite songs. But when I think of dance and I think of memories, I think of what we used to call in Ireland the slow set. As an adolescent at dances where slow music came on, you could have a slow dance and you could hold tightly to the other person. Oh yes, a whiter shade of pale. That comes to mind. Procol Harum. I used to love dancing to that. River Deep, Mountain High. I used to love dancing to that. Old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train. And there to meet me was my mama and papa. And down the road along comes Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherry. Anyway, the green, green grass of home are so many songs that I used to love because there were times in certain situations where the lights would be turned off and you could have a really good touchy-feely experience, let's just say. Oh yes, I used to, I must admit, be a wild dancer. Throw myself into it with alacrity. You know, no song was too fast. No rhythm was too strong for me. These days, if I try to dance ferociously, like I used to do in the 60s, they would carry me off the dance floor maybe, or I run out of puff. But yes, music that makes me dance, like the bossa nova, like never mind, those great dancing music, fast ones like this is terrible. I can't remember anything, you know. It can't get me no satisfaction. There we are. That'll tell you. My a little bit on from dancing, smiling, clinging, and enjoying the excitement of the slow music came the song of love, the song of ecstasy, the full blooming of an emotion which has been the topic for many, many songwriters, many novelists, many poets. Love, love songs. Let us go then, you and I, when the evening is spread out against the sky, like a patient etherized upon a table. Let us go through certain half-deserted streets, the muttering retreats of restless nights in one-night cheap hotels and sawdust restaurants with oyster shells. Streets that follow like a tedious argument of insidious intent to lead you to an overwhelming question. Oh, do not ask, what is it? Let us go and make our visit. Thus begins the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock by T.S. Eliot. No, it's not a song. It's a poem. I must confess that I don't know if anyone has ever put it to music. My choice as the love song of all love songs, it's a song sung by a brother and a sister who do not know that they are brothers and sisters at the time. It comes from an opera called Die Walküre. It's enough to say that it doesn't just make me smile. It makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. It thrills me. It ends the first act of Die Walküre by Richard Wagner in a most extraordinary way. Don't know any other love duet that can equal it, or that has equaled it for me. And this has been my contribution to day 23, day 25, day 27, and day 28 of the 31 days in October 25.